The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Our text number is 51551, our email address john@rte.ie, and you can follow us on Twitter at John Murray Show. Now, Greg Baxter achieved great acclaim for both his memoir, A Preparation for Death, and for his novel, The Apartment. Greg was born in Texas, but he has lived in Dublin for a number of years, and now he's based in Berlin. His new book is called Munich Airport, and it's just been published here. Greg, good morning.
Morning.
And you're a man with itchy feet. It occurs to me that while you were born in Texas, you lived here for quite a while. Tell us about life in Dublin and what drew you here in the first place.
It was sort of accidental. You find yourself in a relationship and you end up moving as a result, and then you end up getting a job and you find yourself part of the life of that city. That's really what Dublin was for me. I had for a very long time, my father was born in Vienna. He moved over here just after World War II. When he was 3 years old. So Vienna wasn't really a huge part of his life, except for his mother, my grandmother. But she instilled in me a sense of Austrianness and a sense of being Viennese from a very early age. And so it's possible that I had this sort of latent obsession that was going to come out later. And my parents divorced, and then I ended up living with my mom. We went through some very poor years and ended up in a trailer homes and things in East Texas in the woods.
Just you and your mother?
Yeah. I really didn't like living in the deep woods of East Texas in a trailer. And always in the back of my mind, this idea of this city, Vienna, which had stopped becoming Vienna and started just becoming this sense of identity. To a certain extent, I ended up moving here thinking that I was headed towards a big European city. And for a while, things were good because I lived in the city center and
here in Dublin. What age were you, by the way, when you got here?
29 maybe.
And had you lived in Texas up to then?
No, I mean, up until then, actually, I'd lived in Germany for a couple of years, England for a couple of years, Ireland for a year. I'd been coming to Europe off and on for a while, but then back to the States before 2003, and then made the move. And then I think in 2007 we moved from the city center to one of those new boomtime estates. This one's called Clongriffin, and that really was the end of this dream that I had of landing myself in a sort of grand old European city with high white buildings and a sense of life and culture and all this. And I was in Clongriffin.
So moving to the suburbs. Where is Clongriffin, by the way?
It's kind of near Portmarnock.
So once you moved from the city centre out, your love for Dublin?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it was, I wrote The Apartment. A lot of people who know I live in Berlin and who have read the book are sometimes under the impression that the city in The Apartment is Berlin or has something to do with Berlin. But in fact, I wrote The Apartment in my living room in Clongriffin, and it was very much my imagination creating a place that it wanted to go and where I wanted to live. Because the reality around me was pretty drab and gray.
Mm. But you chose to move out to the suburbs.
Well, I think I probably ended up making the same mistake a lot of people have done, which is to get on the property ladder.
And what, Greg, did you like about Dublin?
To be honest, it could have been anywhere. It was an accidental destination, and it had to do with a relationship at the time. I hadn't thought previously that Dublin would be a place to go. But I mean, now that I live in Berlin, there are a lot of things I miss about Dublin: the friendliness, the customer service, good food, maybe a sense of grounding or reality that isn't as common you find in Berlin. Everybody in Berlin's a visual artist, And also, I left behind, I think, something here that I'm quite proud of. I started up a business teaching creative writing classes, and I started my own business, and then I also, those creative writing classes turned into a sort of literary organization that published aspiring writers, that ran and organized events, and through Arts Council funding, I disseminated tens of thousands of euro to aspiring writers. So I feel, and a lot of the people that I would have taught or published at the time now have book deals or are publishing in, the Dublin Review or the Stinging Fly on a regular basis. It was really something. It was a new start for me. Certainly that house purchase and personal fallout after the end of that relationship that I first came here for that really marked a sort of low point. This business that I started in the teaching, and then also the writing of my first book while I was doing all this preparation for death, was me sort of clawing back a sense of having a right to exist. And I think that probably in 2007, when it hit the bottom, I didn't think I'd had that right. In some ways, when I think of Dublin, I think of the place where I got my life back.
But 8 years it was you spent here, and the itchy feet got you moving again. And were you sad leaving Dublin?
No, at that time, because of my financial situation with the house in Clongriffin and with everything, and basically that, I was not in a position. I was very, very much trapped here. I had to continue to work two jobs. Because I'd had to earn so much money, I'd been teaching four nights a week, and the day job, and the writing, and the editing, and the event organizing, and I just burned out. Moving away from Dublin, it wasn't really about the city, it was just about the situation, was a great relief.
Then the move to Berlin. Why Berlin?
Well, in fact, it's my partner's, my wife's work. She got a job there, and it allowed us to move. Had it not been for that sort of stroke of luck, I'd still be here. It's strange, really, that the place that I accidentally moved to from Dublin is in many ways the place that I had wanted to go for a very long time. This grand old city, a massive European city, a massive old capital.
And how does Berlin differ from Dublin?
You can wear anything you like. There's a more liberal definition of normality in Berlin. I've seen men wear onesies, out to get coffee in the morning. And I think they'd probably be beat up if they did it in Dublin.
Probably, yeah.
In other ways, Dublin, I mean, without taking anything away from it, because it's a great place, when you go to a place like Berlin, you realize that Dublin's actually a gigantic town, that it isn't a city in a way that Berlin is a city.
And is Berlin conducive to good writing?
When I first got there, I didn't do anything for a year. Perhaps I had suspected that it would be good for it, that it would be sort of inspiring, but it turned out that, I guess, place isn't as important for me in terms of inspiration as just the right timing.
The new novel is Munich Airport. Tell us about it.
An American expat who's in London gets a phone call from a German policewoman saying that his sister has died in Berlin. He discovers that she's died of starvation, and the father and the narrator come to Berlin to get her body, and then they land in Munich Airport at the end of 3 weeks to take her body back home in a coffin. And the book takes place entirely in Munich Airport, with long sort of soliloquized thoughts about what's happened during those 3 weeks, what's happened in the guy's life in London, and what's happened in and what happened back in where he's from in the south of the US.
Could you have written it in this book in a room in Clongriffin?
No, I couldn't have, because there's something slightly different about the apartment in the apartment's idea of a city and Munich Airport's idea of a city. Ultimately, I think the apartment probably ends with a sort of bleak perspective on whether or not the man's move to this city can somehow redeem him. And I think he realizes that it's not possible. And this lack of redemption was something that kind of found its way to the end of that book. But as I wrote The Apartment, I think there was this sort of naive belief that or a sense of solace that I found in inhabiting that city and in being the person who was there, thinking in some ways that it had brought me out of the situation in Clongriffin, and this city did exist, and it was a place that could bring happiness. But my years in Berlin, it didn't transform my life in any way. I think that naivety sort of turned into a sense of seeing cities as ordinary and perfectly reasonable, but on another level, quite diseased.
Well, the book is called Munich Airport. It's the latest book by Greg Baxter, and it's published by Penguin Ireland. Greg, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
This morning, and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.